sometimes I catch you, but then I have to leave for 7, and then, yeah, it runs, sometimes it runs until, let's see here, yeah, almost 9 o'clock sometimes.
Oh, that long? That's almost 2 hours. Yeah, I'm usually making more, you know, Morse code transmissions as early as 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, between then and 7 o'clock and thereabouts, just making number sequences, sending that, and sentences, and various other things, just to get activity on the frequency. On 144.225 megahertz, on the low end of the 2 meter band. Bob said he might be there too at 7 o'clock. So, see if I can hear him with his mighty 1 or 2 watts, whatever he's able to get out of his transmitter.
That reminds me, I should do some studying. We are now on to subject matters I know nothing about. when they were doing Ohm's Law and binary logic and things, and they go, I know something about some of these things, and now we're on to oscillators, and I have no idea what's happening. I should probably put in an hour before the meeting.
Ooh, we want to know something about something that we didn't know about before. Knowledge.
Yes, it helps to know something about the subject. It makes it easier to absorb.
Well, there you go. Oh, we'll let you work on it. I'll have an ear on the frequency. Might be a few other stations showing up between then and now, which is about, less than 15 minutes now, so you can start the countdown clock.
Yep, sounds like someone else is there. I am also going to go into monitor mode, so BE7OZW. Waiting for net.
Yeah, the Q code for that is QRX. Standing by.
Seven old rascals.
7KFA testing.
station testing. Go ahead. Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango, calling station testing.
Hey, you're pretty noisy, but I think it's probably my setup.
I'm mobile at this time. You're coming through full quieting.
Yeah, I'm mobile as well. I can just about make out what you're saying, but quite a lot of static.
Roger that. What's your 20?
I'm in Steveston in Richmond, but I got a new antenna cable, so I wonder if that's it.
Roger. What do you have for an antenna?
You know, I honestly can't quite remember what it is. It's like a dual band shorty, but I remember it being a little bit better. But yeah, I gotta try my proper size antenna.
Magnetic mount, is it? Mag mount?
It's a lip mount, but I guess it could be a problem too.
Yeah, you got to make sure you got a good connection to your lip.
Yeah, I tried a diamond mount. I think it's like a two-axis mount, but didn't work with the antenna cable that I had, so I tried to. So now I have a cheap Amazon one, and I wonder if that's the problem too.
Yeah, that could always be. Kind of hard to tell. All you could do is just try different things. And your lip mount, that's steel, is it? Not plastic?
I think it's metal, but I got to double check that the connection between the antenna and the cable itself on the mount is solid. But yeah, I appreciate you responding. Just wanted to make sure that it works at least somewhat.
Yeah, Roger that. And also too is make sure that whatever the lip that you're attaching it to is steel and not plastic, and also it's not isolated from the rest of the vehicle.
Waiting for this.
Victor Alpha 7, X-ray.